Attention all citizens, it's time for Denizens of the Deep.
Hey Marty.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good, thank you.
Good. That's the polite introductions out of the way. You've brought in some vinyl from your record collection to discuss and disseminate.
I have. I bought a couple of interesting ones for you today. I've got the first two 45s ever released in 1949. So I'm looking at number two at the moment, which is by Arthur Kudrup, and it's on orange vinyl. And it's the first blues tune ever put down on a 45, and also the first African-American artist ever put down on a 45.
So how come it's orange?
They used to donate the musical genre by it. So the green one, which is the very first one, was country, and all the orange ones would be blues music. And they still did that with the labelling as well. So once the second pressings came through, which were on black, they kept the labels orange and green to
Donate
the type of music.
Yeah, because music was very segregated. It was kind of not just genre. It was like, this is black music, this is white music, and so on, right?
Exactly right. They did that in New Zealand as well with the Tanza recordings. The blue labelled ones were kids' music, and the orange labelled ones were Polynesian, and the green ones were basically the popular music of the day. So, and that sort of stopped around, I think, the late 50s they stopped doing that. So.
It's colourful but slightly sinister.
It is.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, so tell us a bit more about Arthur Kudrup.
Arthur Big Boy Kudrup was a blues musician. He put his first tracks down in the early 40s, and Elvis Presley used a lot of his material to get himself going. So this one is That's All Right Mama, the original version of it. So.
Let's listen to a bit of this.
Told me too. The life you live in, son, now women beat it down for you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do. Yeah, man. I love that woman, but I got to let her go. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do. Babe, now if you don't want me, why not tell me so? You won't be bothered with me around your house no more. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do.
Arthur Big Boy Kudrup. That's all right, mama. What's next on the platter?
Well, the next one I've got is a very rare record, because there's only 20 of them in existence, and I should know, I had them made. It was by a New Zealand band called The Survivors, which was done in 1979, and they're leftovers from some New Zealand heavyweights, Eddie Hansen and Harvey Mann, which were ex-Ticket and Living Force. A friend of mine's father used to run a magazine called Pop Score, and of course he used to get sent a lot of material. And he ended up producing this album, but it was never released. So about 22 years ago, me and him had a private pressing of it made. It is a lathe cut made by a guy called Peter King down in Geraldine, but these tunes have never ever been released. So I've got the first one off there, I Don't Want to Know, which is a pretty good tune. It shows Harvey Mann in all his guitar glory. It is a bit of a roughy mix, but it does play well. So,
all right.
The interesting thing about it is I found out you actually need the paper center in the records, because we got asked by the guy making them to provide the paper centers, because it actually adds reverb. If you peel it off, it sounds quite tinny. So
yeah,
give it a whirl and see how it plays.
You did say when you handed it to me, you did say it's a 45, Dan. You did. Quite clearly, didn't you, Laura?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie Henson, he was the proprietor of that shop in Cairo, the guitar shop.
Oh, does he? Okay. I've known him in quite a few bands, like Ticket and the Underdogs and things like that, and I've been dying to see him live, but never ever managed it yet. He became quite Hare Krishna, from what I understand, so...
Maybe I've got my Eddie's confused. What's next after this one?
I've got an old New Zealand band called Farmyard, and this particular album is quite unique because it didn't come out with a paper sleeve. It actually came out with a plastic bag, and of course the plastic bags are now nearly impossible to get. This is the only copy I've ever seen with its plastic bag. I've seen a few copies with just a generic paper sleeve, but very, very fortunate to find this one. So it is a bit of a country and western type band, but the track I've got on there on side two is an instrumental that certainly flicks up. So second side two, second song in. It certainly jumps through a few genres while it's doing it.
Now, the reason we've been kind of chatting over the Survivor ones, apologies for that, but just noticing that it's playing out of one channel.
Oh, okay.
Not both channels, and I'm not sure if that's our turntable here. Sometimes with the acetates, that can happen too with the pressing.
Yeah, it is a lathe cut, so it was... it was recorded from the sound source and cut onto the record directly, so might want to skip over to Farmyard, but it is a very rare New Zealand pressing, a slice of rock and roll history.
Did it in reverse that time. Oh, that sounds quite jazzy.
Yeah, it does. It actually flicks over a few different sorts quite quickly.
Fancy putting out your album in a plastic bag. So the plastic bag's got a white plastic handle at the top. It's one of those ones that you can close with, it snaps together.
The old-fashioned clip-on.
Yeah, so a rectangular plastic bag, and it's got the band's logo on it and a picture of them in kind of a, it looks like a sort of pink screen print. It's cool.
From 1970, so it's not been too bad yet.
This is cool. Alrighty, so that was Farmyard. Can you tell us any more about them?
Well, they put out two albums. This Farmyard was their very first album in 1970, and then they put another one out in 73 called Back to Fronting from Memory, and then Little Wing Records in Germany ended up doing a compilation of both their albums together in about 1991. So bit of country rock.
Auckland band or down the line?
I think they're down the line. I'm not 100% sure, but some of their tracks are quite epic. They're sort of 9-10 minute wonders, but they do a sort of country sort of soft rock type
a little
music.
Bit prog,
yeah, it would have been at the time, so
Canterbury scene influence perhaps,
could well be, yeah.
That was Martin and the Vinyl Collection. That was wonderful, thank you Martin. We're going to see you again in a month's time, so your slot is the second to last Sunday of the month on 7 a.m. Swim, isn't it?
Saturday.
Is it Saturday? Saturday. Good morning. Today, yeah. Good morning. All right, yeah, lovely.
That was Denizens of the Deep.
Yes, it is a Saturday, 23rd of June.